Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
I've just thrown this email at you. I've given you about 30 seconds notice. We've got an email through from Fiona about a German Shepherd. I'll give you about 40 seconds to read it, and you're going to solve the problem on the spot.
Oh, you've got me on my toes today.
How's that for throwing you under the bus?
I love you too.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so we've got a German Shepherd that Fiona got at about 12 months of age from a couple who were moving into an apartment and they couldn't keep him. Now this Shepherd is about 4 years of age, so Fiona's had him for three, and there's been a couple of incidences of aggression. She's never had a problem until recently, and she was walking her boy down the street on lead when he just went absolutely crazy in regards to a man walking across on the other side of the road into town. Then about 2 weeks later, her flatmate's friend went into the backyard and Barney bailed him up. He was wearing a plaster cast on his forearm and the dog tried to bite the cast. So that's a really interesting case. I think probably, Fiona, you do need to consult a trainer to have a chat about some things, but I'll give you what I suspect is the dynamics. Dogs, for a point of time in their development as puppies, there's a period of time where they have no fear about anything. And then they cross over this threshold. Like all animals, they develop the fear of the unknown. And that's why it's really important when puppies are young to go and do a puppy class, get your dog vaccinated as quickly as you can, get them out into the community so they have this rich knowledge of life that they can go, all right, you're a little bit scary, but you kind of look like something I saw way back here. I would say, just suspecting what's going on, you've got a Shepherd who might not have had a lot of socialisation when he was young. So he's gone from one family to another. He's got himself stabilised, and then he's, for whatever, this man could have walked differently with a different gait, or maybe there was a particular smell he could smell about this man, because they just have incredible capacity for scent that this man was giving off. Now, once you've had an incident and the dog's barked and you've maybe stopped doing that, but the man went away, the dog has now learned that if anything's scary, if I bark and carry on, they'll keep walking away. With the plaster cast, if you imagine, that's really unusual for a dog to see a human with that kind of thing in the backyard. And the fact that he targeted the plaster cast would suggest to me that that was his fear. Okay. That was something that he was really worried about. What is this? I don't know what this is. And perhaps he didn't know the guy very well. Shepherds can be very territorial, and they're protector dogs as well. So he's just doing his natural instincts. But now he's inadvertently had two successes. And it will be fear-based. It will be, oh, you're frightening me, so I need you to go away. And like the gentleman on the road, he kept walking away. And just like I would imagine the guy with the cast, because they don't know what to do, he took off as well. This is a common thing with posties. A lot of people have problems with dogs barking at the postman, and the problem becomes massive, because often what happens, posties naturally come and go.
Yep.
So when they go, the dog thinks, whoa, I can get rid of the scary man that's all in yellow with that really tinny, noisy sound of a bike just by barking, going nuts. And if he stays longer at the litter box, well, I go more nuts. So that's often the common problem. So I would suggest to Fiona, maybe see a professional and make sure you see somebody that's really qualified. He just needs to just desensitize himself to people walking around the environment. And for example, if I was dealing with this, I would get a plaster cast, not on my own arm, but I'd get maybe one that was cut to show him that, you know, we wear all kinds of weird and wonderful things when we're humans. And just dial it right back down. It's certainly something that's fixable, but I do think it needs to be a professional to give you a hand, Fiona. But I wouldn't worry too much. I think he's just trying to protect you and trying to protect his world that he loves.
I remember our family dog, a very calm Cocker Spaniel. My brother walked out one day wearing a hat. and he started barking at it because he hadn't seen one before, and it was all weird, it was strange, and it was just something different.
Yeah, exactly right. And sunglasses. Yep, dogs yep. see two big black eyes and they yep, go, yep. Oh, you're going to eat me.
Yep,
so
yep. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's often communication.
Good stuff. Thanks, Joe. If you've got a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Joe, we'll talk again next Saturday morning, 8:15.
See you, Sean. Thank you.